I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Algeria's president, Abdelaziz Bouteflika, last week repealed his country's 19-year-long state of emergency. It was one of the key demands of demonstrators and activists who have taken to the streets to demand change. Reporter Asia Bundawi reports on why widespread discontent in Algeria likely won't lead to revolution.
The conditions in Algeria are pretty similar to other places across the Middle East and North Africa, where people have taken to the streets. There's high unemployment, rising food prices, political repression, and a lack of democratic freedoms. People voiced their discontent with the government recently in the country's capital, Algiers. But while many signs point to Algeria being next in line for an uprising, the country is far from seeing an Egyptian or Tunisian-style regime change. In fact, most Algerians are not calling for the overthrow of their government. Imad Boubikri is the youth coordinator for the Algerian League for the Defense of Human Rights.
Our demands are for the rights of Algerians. We demand the opening of opportunities for political participation, the right to assembly, and freedom of the press. We demand more freedoms in general.
But while this feeling of discontent is widespread, protests here are far from reaching a critical mass. No more than a few hundred people showed up to the most recent demonstrations in the capital. That's in part because Algerians enjoy a relative number of freedoms not seen in neighboring Arab countries, says Elias Filali. He's a prominent Algerian blogger and activist.
If you compare Algeria to Tunisia, Algeria has some freedom of speech. No one can stop us from saying what we think. There is freedom on the written press. The level of dictatorship here is not as big as in Tunisia or Egypt. Although it's still a police state, but there is a little freedom of expression, but the problem is no one is listening.
The government has been savvy in its application of carrots and sticks. When demonstrations broke out in Algeria a few weeks ago, President Abdelaziz Bouteflika immediately made concessions. One of the biggest was repealing the decades-old emergency law. But protesting in Algiers remains illegal, and protesters have faced massive numbers of police who aggressively and oftentimes violently quell demonstrations. Filali says the government knows that the violent show of force reminds Algerians of a time they'd rather forget.
Remember, Algeria has been through a terrible, terrible civil war that saw 200,000 people sort of slaughtered. So I think that also people are tired of violence and they haven't got the appetite for any more protests. Images of blood on the street, images of beheaded people in the street, it's not easy to forget. It's not easy to forget, and people are tired. They want change, but they're not going to side with anybody.
A bloody civil war that began in 1991 consumed Algeria for more than a decade. As a result, many in the country have come to associate political uprisings and instability with violence. Muna Awadi is a high school math teacher living in Algiers. She says the people who are rebelling in other parts of the Middle East and North Africa are generally taking to the streets for the first time, while Algerians have had bitter experiences with protesting and political turmoil.
We're still hurting from what happened to us. Our wound is still bleeding. There are mothers still searching for missing children. The mothers' tears haven't yet dried from their cheeks.
Even so, human rights campaigner Imad Boubikri says that neither low protester turnout nor political concessions and the threat of violence from the government will stop activists here from struggling for democratic reforms. He's hopeful Algerians will soon realize that nonviolent political change is possible.
We want to create a real, peaceful change for Algerians. We don't want forceful, violent change. We want to send the following message. Oh, people of Algeria, peaceful change is possible. There are reasons to be hopeful. There is hope. I think that the year 2011 is the year of change in Algeria.
For The World, this is Asia Bundawi, Algiers.